What causes civil unrest once we get past the con of division? Failure of the economy to provide for its citizens. In my critique of the Henwood piece last week, in which I said he was misleading in his presentation of the economy, I realized later that I was misleading myself in giving the notion credence, the notion of the economy, when I said, referring to his attack on Barack for not fixing the economy, when I said, as if that mega monster is moved at the behest of a U.S. president, I should rather have said, as if a U.S. president could disgorge from his or her own body all the untold tons of resource treasure extracted from the earth to feed that monster called class, called the system, called power. Because that's what the economy is about. Removing from our access, our control, our connection to all the resources of the earth. This relates to the current discussion, first, because reproducing ourselves, our lives, has been made to seem too complicated for we commoners to attempt to do. Second, because social arrangements redesigned by commoners with the earth in mind saves both. And third, broadly dispersed popular decision-making disperses authority to those who prioritize supporting life, prioritizes life before abstract ideals that undergird the self-justification of global state statesmen, i.e., honesty can live again in human interrelationships. Recently, in recent weeks, I've heard the belief expressed both that we the people are not smart enough to manage our own lives and that we, quote unquote, aren't interested in this. Quote, most people are not interested in being leaders, unquote, I heard one woman say, who was hosting a conversation about W.E.B. Du Bois. And also recently, I heard a professor on the book hawk circuit, opine sadly that the people simply don't understand the complexities of the system in which we're enmeshed. And the host agreed, saying, do we really want people who don't even know who was president during World War I making decisions for the rest of us? Unquote. And in no instance, when these thoughts are expressed, is there any hint that they're premised on the perpetuation of the system of rank. In one discussion I heard of something called participatory budgeting, in which cities, a chameleon-like actor pushed on stage and made to speak ad hoc prey thought, a fraudulent piece of theater, cities allow citizens to make some budget decisions. New York and Chicago have such a process, said the guest. But of course, not for the big decisions. Both host and guest agreed. For big things, capital expenditures, multi-year sewer replacements, and such like that, we must lean on the experts. So we see how the rigidly circular trap of hierarchy eliminates prey thought, notions based on freedom. We need discussion of this, of how it is that the rigidity of hierarchical structuring leads to a circularity of thinking under class. It exists this is the rationale, it exists this way, so it must exist this way, back to that battered woman syndrome. And the compromises imposed on our humanity, our disconnection from each other and the earth, are the necessary price we pay to keep things going this way, is the logic. A discussion of the circular trap of hierarchy is also a discussion of the new organizational forms with which we replace it. So, what's the opposite of play your position? If not, let your work, that which you're here to do, become manifest in the world, be shared freely with your sisters and brothers. Now, some weaker, watered-down version of this is what we're told all around. Parents, media, schools, is what we're told that educational institutions are for, or at least that's what we used to be told. Power feels so confident today that we are rootless, bootless, no place to go, utterly dependent, that they thumb their noses at us and say, we know change is hard, but if you want to live, you'd best adjust your expectations and prepare to take that service job if we offer it. And no complaining either. I listened to some economist, I think he was, say exactly that. So we're told all our lives that that's what the educational institutions in theory do, but they lie. Or rather, they repeat the lies they were trained with, like robots on automatic, a button pushed, and all the propaganda is regurgitated. And the world is so constructed as to ensure that there's no alternative that any commoner could clap her eyes on, no alternative to dressing up our gifts, exchanging living for performance, in the fraudulent hope someone will buy them. But what if we flipped message and made our own that said, the loss of hierarchical structuring is the necessary price we pay to honor our humanity, to reestablish our connections with each other and the earth.